It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
It is the national news from the WIA for week commencing July 20, 2025. And this week, Paul, VK5PAS, VKFF National Coordinator, Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, WIA Director Lee Moyle, VK3GK, Michelle, VK2AYL, President, Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, and the Picton Show Society are holding the Picton Hamfest, and VK2TS Tony will have details. Now wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
This news originates from the Wireless Institute of Australia, born to lead since 1910.
Most weeks here at WIA National News, we conclude with what we call the social scene, where we give details of ham club activities open to all hams and the general public. We ask clubs to email text along with audio for that section to nationalnews@wia.org.au. Now, we have lots of activity happening right around VK now until Santa rolls in. So this week, let's start our national news with the social scene. And then it's WIA Director Lee Moyle. 2025 social scene. Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association's 50th anniversary. Here's Michelle.
VK2AYL for the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, ALARA. On Saturday, the 26th of July, ALARA will be celebrating their 50th anniversary. ALARA members from across the country will be travelling to Melbourne to enjoy a birthday lunch function and trips to local attractions, including the Phillip Island Penguin Parade and the Puffing Billy Train. For those not able to attend the event in person, there will be an opportunity to tune into the Echolink ALARA conference station at 0000 UTC on Saturday, the 26th of July, 2025, for the 50th birthday net. Please join in and say hello.
Thanks, Michelle. In VK4, it's the Redcliffe Car Boot Sale, Saturday, 30 August, at the Clubhouse. Also in VK4, it's Sunfest at Beerwire Community Hall, 25 Peachester Road, 9:30 a.m, September 13. Right across VK, September 14, between 4 and 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, it's the WIA Affiliated Clubs Briefing, a webinar. In VK2, Westlakes Field Day, 8 a.m. October 26, on the club grounds. AREGS Amateur Radio and Electronics Sale, Sunday the 26th of October at David Roche Park, Kilbourne, of course in VK5. VK4, the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society, their Hamfest, Country Paradise Parklands, Bow Desert, Narang Road. VK7, Miana Hamfest, Saturday, November 15 at 10 a.m. In VK3, the Rosebud Radio Fest, Eastbourne Primary School at Rosebud, November 16. And in VK2, the Picton Hamfest.
Hi, this is Tony, VK2TS, from the Laura Amateur Radio Society. The Picton Show Society would like to inform amateur radio operators and radio enthusiasts of the Picton Hamfest. This event will take place at Picton Showground, 151 Menengle Street, Picton, on the 23rd of November, 2025. Car boot sellers and traders are required to book and pay for their sites prior to the event. $30 each for a 6x6 metre outdoor site, bring your own shelter, tables, etc. Traders will also have a limited number of indoor sites, which are $40 each for a 4x4 metre site. Tables are supplied and power outlet is available. Gates open at 6 a.m. for car boot and trader setup. General admission is from 8 a.m. and exit from the venue is by 2 p.m. Food vans will be available from 8 a.m. and there will be undercover seating in that food van area. The Hamfest will be run in conjunction with a general meeting, so there's plenty for XYL and others to do. The Hamfest and general markets will be in a separate area, a short walk apart. To book a site, call Steve from the Picton Show Society on 0421 109 694. That number again, 0421 109 694. Now for the best bit. General entry is free. Oh, and the event is leashed dog friendly. Information provided by Simon, VK2XQX, on behalf of the Laura Amateur Radio Society.
VK8, it's the Darwin Amateur Radio Club's Christmas Party, 6:30 p.m. December 3. and the last webinar for the year of the WIA-affiliated clubs will take place December 7.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. Across Northern VK7, it can be heard on repeaters VK7s, RAA, RAC, RAL and RWC. At 9 a.m. local time on Sundays and Tuesdays at 8 p.m. I'm Peter, VK7PD.
This is WIA Director Lee Moyle, VK3GK. Thanks to Kevin Johnston, VK4UH, who keeps a very diligent eye on the VHF and UHF records for the WIA, as he reports from VK4 that the Microwave Lads in late May were breaking national records on 3.4 and 5.7 gigs. Kevin is one of our many volunteers that keep your WIA running, and there are several vacancies available from VK3 inwards QSL sorting to technical advisors for D-Star and satellites. Interested? Then email WIAHQ asking for further information. The board of the WIA have published details of requirements to be followed by WIA National News rebroadcast stations. Stations wishing to rebroadcast the weekly WIA National News need to comply with the provisions of a common licence which has been introduced and shall commence on the 31st of July 2025. There is no significant change to rebroadcast arrangements for most rebroadcast stations. The common licence is published on the WIA website and details some important aspects which need to be followed by rebroadcast stations. The common licence states that the content of the broadcast is copyright to the WIA. Ownership of the content is retained by the WIA. The content of the broadcast shall not be modified, edited, or used to create derivative works without prior written consent from the Secretary of the WIA. Notification of the copyright provisions and the requirement to follow the common license will be included at the beginning of the broadcast. A number of WIA members and directors will be attending Tokyo Ham Fair next month in mid-August. I'm sure the VK3s will notice the heat. Some VKs already have their Japanese reciprocal licences issued. The two-day event attracts visitors from around the world and attendee numbers are usually around 35,000. It gives us opportunity to meet and discuss important issues facing amateur radio in Region 3, as well as seeing new product releases from many radio manufacturers and catching up with many ham friends. For now, 7-3 from me, VK3GK.
Good morning all on this, the World Day for Grandparents and the Elderly. This is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, coming to you from what is now known as Southport on the Queensland Gold Coast. You guessed it, that's right, last Wednesday, issue number 4 of Amateur Radio Magazine whizzed off the press in Bairnsdale on the Mitchell River in Victoria's East Gippsland, gateway to the Gippsland Lakes, a scenic part of VK3. The theme for this issue is antennas and earths, subjects of keen interest to all amateurs, I'm sure. Well, except for those hams on the International Space Station, I guess. I wonder where they earth their rigs up there. Our articles on the topic of antennas include a review of a commercial 28 meg vertical featured on the cover. Also, the saga of designing and building an inner suburban 9-band long wire beam antenna by Doc Wescombe Down, VK5BUG. Plus, Emeritus Professor Peter Hall, VK6HP, details a remotely operated dual band antenna coupler for 136 and 475 kcs that feeds a 22.5-metre live mast. Both Doc and Peter expound on the importance of earthing. Also, on that very subject, Dale Hughes, VK1DSH, gets down in the dirt, getting to know his earth resistance. You could too. There will be many listeners, no doubt, who are enthusiastic owners of the locally built TET beams and newer TET Emtron models. Well, Mark Rawlings, VK6MOA, who was well experienced with TETs, offers a trove of tips to restore or refurbish those trusty TETs. While antenna and feedline installations appear deceptively simple, achieving the intended performance for an antenna system or troubleshooting problems can often be the opposite of simple. Knowing just the value of the SWR is always one parameter to consider, perhaps the first, but you need to know more if there's a problem. So, I took the opportunity to review an antenna analyzer, the Match, from RigExpert, the Ukrainian-based developer and manufacturer of antenna analyzers, transceiver interfaces, and amateur radio software sold all over the globe. In learning how to use it, it taught me a lot. Smart people, those four hams who launched a RigExpert. That's it for now, folks. I plan having more for you next week. Don't forget, there's always much, much, much more in every edition of Amateur Radio Magazine. More guts, less gab. Serving hams across Australia since 1933. Proudly produced and printed in Australia. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello, leading this week's international news out of Bangladesh. A 28-year-old woman who went missing from her home in Islampur in Uttar Dinajpur district nearly 8 years ago has been traced in Bangladesh and reconnected with a family thanks to the efforts made by some amateur radio operators from both sides of the border, despite the frosty ties between the two countries in recent months. It was on July 9 when an amateur radio operator, Mohammed Abdul Ghani Fitu, saw a woman in ragged clothes at the Golabari railway station in Bangladesh. He rescued her with the help of some local residents and gave her food. Later, the girl was able to give him the names of her parents and her home address in India. "I was surprised that she was from India. She seems to have some intellectual disabilities and could not tell me how she ended up in Bangladesh. She was unwell and we gave primary treatment to her." She said her name was Sama Khatun, aged 28, and we found that the village she mentioned is in India. "I contacted some amateur radio operators I know in India," Ghani told the Indian Express over the phone from Bangladesh. Ham Shack Hotline to be discontinued. Say goodbye to Ham Shack Hotline, the free VoIP telecom service. The service announced it would be discontinued effective the 29th of August. The project began back in 2018 and grew to be a global communications network with a peak establishment of 7,000 interconnections across numerous servers. Ham Shack Hotline's board of directors said it will donate whatever cash reserves it may have to a charity that supports military veterans. Canada, we have a question. A new question bank will be used for all basic amateur radio certificate examinations starting last Tuesday, July 15, 2025. Candidates, instructors and authors of amateur radio study guides may want to study the new question bank, which is available for download from the ISED website. Radio Amateurs of Canada has had a committee of 20 instructors and accredited examiners, AEs, working to update and improve the quality of the 984 questions, 984 correct answers, and 2,952 distractors, incorrect answers, in the question bank. This is the first major update to the question bank since 2013. Still with exams and in New Zealand, their new question bank will take effect from the 1st of January 2026, so as not to disadvantage anyone who is studying for the exam now. Exam supervisors will be notified in December to update their exams and destroy any old printed exams. For WIA National News, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Now, contest-wise, 2025. LABRE DX contest all weekend. From Brazil, with participation worldwide using just CW and SSB. On 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, 10 metres. Trans-Tasman Lubin contest and Yoda contest, Saturday 19. Russian EME contest. July 26-27 on 1296 MHz, 2.3 and 10 GHz. RSGB IDA contest, July 26 to July 27. mode CWSSB, bands 80, 40, 20, 15, 10 metres. Work once per band, per mode. Remembrance Day Contest, 16th and 17th August 2025. Shine Little Light, register now. This year, International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend will run from 0001 hours UTC on 16 August to 2400 hours UTC on 17 August. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse entries located in over 40 countries. Now the DX window to the world. Mikael, OM2DX, informs us that he will be active from Tonga as A32DX and Fiji as 3D2XD at the end of July. 3D2XD Fiji, July 22, July 25. A32DX Tonga, July 25, July 30. Activity will be holiday style, covering 66 metres. Before and after his Pacific adventure, Mikael also QRP from different VK and ZL areas. In the World DX, Nicholas F5TGR will be on the air from Iceland as TF-F5TGR from July 26th through to August the 9th on 40, 30, 20, 15, 12 and 10 metres. Nicholas will also be using CWSSB and FT8. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Don't expect cardboard QSL cards from this one. Andre will be active holiday style CN2NE from Morocco now until 22nd July on 46 metres from grid locator IM63DM. QSL via EQSL and QRZ logbook. Remember, he does not plan to have paper cards. Bo is active as OX3LX from Greenland, IOTA in A018 until July 29. HF bands in QO100 satellite. QSL via OZ0J. His direct route address is in our text edition. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide special interest groups, balloons. 32 campers travelled from all over the world to Thornton, Colorado in June to attend the annual Americas-wide camp for amateur radio operators aged 15 to 25 called Youth on the Air. Jack McElroy, KM4ZIA, has been the leader of the Yota balloon launch team since he was 14 years old at the camp's first in-person event in the Americas. In 2022, we here at the news desk shared Jack's story of one of his personal balloons becoming the closest any amateur radio balloon has been to the South Pole. At this year's Yota camp, the youth team, in cooperation with Edge of Space Sciences, launched a high-altitude balloon, tracked it by APRS, and brought back video from near space after reaching a height of 96,600 feet. But thunderstorms prevented the launch of the two Pico balloons scheduled for that afternoon. Instead, the balloons were transported to NIST radio station WWV in Fort Collins the next day, where the campers were taking a tour of the facility and operated portable stations. The wide-open spaces and clear sky at WWV proved to be a great launch site for these balloons as they started the longest journey of any Yota Americas balloons yet. At the time of recording this edition of Newsline, one balloon is flying over Hawaii and closing in on an entire orbit around the Earth, while the other balloon made it to western Iran before returning to the ground. You can follow the trek of these balloons on whispernet.org under KM4ZIA and on APRS.FI under WOY-1 and WOY-11. Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora Fauna Program, Parks on the Air and other adventure groups. Paul, VK5PAS, the VKFF National Coordinator, joins us.
Commencing on Friday the 24th of October and concluding on Monday the 27th of October 2025, the VKFF team are hosting the third annual VKFF National Get-Together. This year, the get-together is being held in Canberra. The VKFF National Get-Together is an event for those interested in the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Park Program, no matter if you are a beginner or an experienced park activator or hunter. Previous get-togethers have been held in Renmark, South Australia, and Bendigo, Victoria, and these proved to be very popular. This year's event in Canberra will kick off with an evening meal on Friday night at the Lighthouse Pub in Belconnen. On Saturday, a series of presentations will be delivered during the day on various topics relating to the WWFF program and operating portable. This will be held at the East Lake Football Club. A raffle will be held on Saturday with some excellent prizes, including transceivers. On Saturday evening, a dinner function will be held at the East Lake Football Club. This includes a guest speaker. On Sunday, a barbecue breakfast will be held at Black Mountain Peninsula Barbecue Area. This will be followed by a link dipole construction session. Sunday afternoon, we'll see a large number of amateurs heading out into the field to activate VKFF parks. Four experienced VKFF park activators have volunteered to take less experienced park activators out to some of the ACT parks to show them some of the tips in successfully activating a VKFF park. On Sunday evening, a dinner will be held at the Gungahlin Lakes Golf Club. The get-together will conclude on Monday with some visits to the Royal Australian Mint and the Australian War Memorial. You must register to attend this event. Walk-ups will not be accepted. You can attend whatever part of the get-together you choose, but you must register. More information on the 2025 VKFF National Get-Together can be found on the WWFF Australia website at www.ffaustralia.com. Many thanks for listening. 73, Paul VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, the VKFF National Coordinator.
Thanks, Paul, and great to be on air with you. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Digital. MMDVM, a popular software and hardware project that powers many amateur radio hotspots, has announced the intention to drop the M17 digital voice and data protocol as a supported mode. First communicated to the OpenDVGroups.io list on July the 12th, the project's maintainer cited a number of grievances and rumours behind the decision. Inclusion of M17 among the supported modes of the MMDVM project has been a major benefit to the current rate of adoption of M17. The first commercial radios supporting M17 shipped in the second half of 2024. The M17 project is an open-source digital voice and data protocol that is positioned as an alternative to digital modes that require use of proprietary encoders. MMDVM is an open-source project that enables amateur radio hotspots to support multiple digital voice modes, including D-Star, DMR, YSF, P25, NXDN, and POC-SAG. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Final Frontier. SpaceX currently has one active Starship launch tower at Starbase, Texas, with a second at Starbase Pad B nearing completion. Meanwhile, at Cape Canaveral, SpaceX is actively building a launch tower at their LC-39A site, which could see a launch next year after finishing touches to its launch mount, flame trench, chopsticks, ground support equipment and plumbing. The company is exploring adding a second catch-only tower to LC-39A. And $10 billion more for NASA. The Republican-controlled US House and Senate passed a budget reconciliation bill on July 3rd that added $10 billion back into the national budget for NASA programs. This reconciliation bill, HR1, commonly known as the One Big Beautiful Bill, includes roughly $10 billion in additions that were slated to be cut in the White House's budget request. These include operational funding for the ISS through 2030, $4.1 billion for Artemis 4 and 5 SLS rockets, full funding of current Lunar Gateway plans, $1 billion in unspecified improvements to NASA centres around the country, $700 million for the revived after 20 years Mars Telecommunications Orbiter, a close fit to the orbiter in Rocket Lab's MSR proposal, an additional $325 million for launching the SpaceX ISS deorbit vehicle, and, oddly, the relocation of a space vehicle assumed to be the Space Shuttle Discovery from DC to Johnson Space Center in Houston to the tune of $85 million. Worldwide special interest groups, IOTA, announced participants in the IOTA contest the 26th and 27th of July from Italian islands include IR5C from Capraia EU028 SSB, QSL via IU3EDK, Direct or Bureau, IB7V from San Pietro EU073 SSB, QSL via home call IK7IMO, Direct or Bureau, IP1X Gallinara EU083 SSB and CW, QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via IU1JCZ, Direct or Bureau, II3Y from Santa Maria de Barbana EU130. They will operate SSB and CW, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. Worldwide special interest groups, military, from calls home during the Vietnam War to pilots flying over the Pacific. Today, Mars has been connecting America's military for 100 years. Since its beginning in 1925, the core mission of the Military Auxiliary Radio System has remained the same. Keep our military connected no matter what. Dave Antrie, Air Force Mars Chief, explained the mission of Mars is to provide contingency backup communications. If SATCOM radios go out, then pilots can jump on the high-frequency radio. Dave said, most of our aircraft have high-frequency radios in them. Pilots can call into one of our Mars radio operators and request to make a phone call. The system supports a range of mission communications for aircraft, including updating bases on arrival times, troubleshooting aircraft issues with maintenance crews, helping with medical evacuation, or even morale calls to mum and dad. Worldwide special interest groups, Rescue Radio, Wyson, New South Wales. The next Wyson Online Members Forum will be at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday next, the 22nd of July. This is where members can raise any issues that are concerning them. Central Coast Wyson has several events coming up in August. They are the Kirrawak Endurance Ride on the 2nd and 3rd and the Shazada, which runs from the 25th to the 29th. If you are interested in assisting with these events, please contact Cole, VK2ZCO. The 2025 Wyson New South Wales AGM is scheduled for 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 9th of August, at the ARNSW site, Quarry Road, Dural. One of Wyson's flagship events is the Hawkesbury Canoe Classic. This year, it is on the weekend of the 8th and 9th of November. Wyson New South Wales provides the safety communications and requires many members to provide coverage of the course. And remember, Wyson New South Wales is a communication support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Wyson, please visit the website nsw.wyson.org.au. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny but cold Bendigo.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions, www.wia.org.au.
Well, there we be, WIA National News for another week. So, till next we do meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.